Hi, my name is Eric Edwards. I played Pearl in the phenomenal movie Blade, and this is the Vampire Movie Minute.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute podcast, dedicated to any and all vampire movies we cover here on the network, not covered by other networks. We're still covering Blade the series, Blade the movie. If you want to go catch our coverage of Blade the series, go over to the Dead TV podcast. We've just wrapped it up. We're going to be posting another interview with one of the actors from Blade. So go over there and check it out. It's pretty awesome. We've had one of the good guys, one of the bad guys on the show. But that interview with one of the actors from Blade the series will be posted up on the Dead TV podcast very, very soon. Currently we're talking about Blade the movie, and we begin our 5 minutes with Whistler rescuing Blade. I am your host, Dr. Chris. I'm flying solo on this one tonight. No co-host. So it's just me talking about these 5 minutes of Blade. So hopefully you enjoy the podcast up to this point and all the great guests that we've had on the show. Keep in mind, the podcast is going to be running through the winter, and then we'll take a little bit of a break in the spring and then switch over to Humanist Vampire Seeking Consenting Suicidal Person. So hopefully you're enjoying that. So Karen mentions that Whistler has been keeping radio contact and been listening this whole time as Frost Gang chases them down the subway station in a very dangerous subway scene. Of course, this is like the second, third subway scene that I can think of in a comic book movie. Of course, Spider-Man 2 has a great subway scene, but if you remember in Superman the movie, some of the people that are chasing Lex Luthor's goons, there was a pretty intense subway scene as well, which is not nearly as flashy as this one. Karen and Blade jump and lose Whistler really quickly as an explosion that Whistler set off blows up a bunch of vampires. And Karen nearly gets trapped on the third rail, which would really kind of suck, of course. There's another train that comes along, and Blade catches it and dislocates his arm just as Donald Lowe's character, of course, has a bit of a problem. Quinn gets hurt pretty badly again. This guy just cannot catch a break. It's kind of ridiculous. He is, of course, Frost's comic relief, but it's pretty funny how often he keeps getting hurt. The stupidity in his head, of course, is grabbing Blade's blade, which, of course, would get you killed. Karen finally gets one in on Quinn as well, because you remember early in the movie, Quinn bit Karen and killed her coworker, and she gets to stab Quinn as he loses his hand once again to Blade. This is one of those stunts in the film where Blade grabs a hold of the train and it's a "don't try this at home" kind of thing, because you could get seriously fucked up. I've never had a dislocated shoulder before. That would be pretty awful to have happen, and thankfully it has never happened to me. With the different subway scenes that happen in the movie, the passengers aboard those apparently are real subway trains that pass them by. And the subway trains are filled with cardboard cutouts. Notice that the train that Blade and Karen get on is completely empty. Karen in these 5 minutes also finds out that Blade is like them, but he's something else. She learns the truth that he is, of course, like a damn peel, kind of like Vampire Hunter D. Go to our coverage of Vampire Hunter D here on the channel to find out more about him. And then Whistler, of course, goes into the giant origin story about how he found Blade. Whistler goes into the whole story about Blade's backstory, which is confounded, of course, in the TV show as Blade's dad is introduced. But in the meantime, it's just Blade and his mom. In the Spider-Man TV show, Blade's father seems to be Whistler. Frost. Sorry, not Whistler. I meant Frost. One of the things I thought was pretty funny is that Whistler polishes the leather straps on his leg brace. This came out right after I had left military school, and we were used to polishing boots all the time there. The topic of Blade Serum comes up a lot in this movie, as well as the next two films, as it helps suppress his vampire instincts. And Whistler, of course, then also will go into his backstory about his wife and two daughters and how a drifter came along and took pity on them. And unfortunately, the drifter killed his family. So he's got a revenge kick against the vampires as well. These, like, 2 minutes of them just being together, Karen and Whistler, is really great exposition dialogue to give into the backstory of who everyone is. And again, it kind of reminds me of the scene in Spider-Man where Whistler gives this backstory about Blade there as well. And our 5 minutes will end with Whistler talking about how something big is coming from all of the information that they gleaned from Pearl's archives that they took. So, like, thank you for joining me here on the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast. This is a rather shorter episode without a co-host. Don't forget you can find me on Facebook at the Vampire Movie Minute and on Twitter at Vampire Minute as well. All the other episodes can be found at RadioHorror.com. If you do happen to like the podcast, please make sure you leave a rating on wherever you happen to be listening to it. Thank you everyone for tuning in to the Vampire Movie Minute's podcast coverage of Blade.